This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The late U.S. Congressman and champion of civil rights, John Lewis, will be recognized over the next 2 days with one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive, lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Lewis will be only the second black lawmaker to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last year, was the first. After lying in state in Washington Monday and Tuesday, Lewis will lie in state in the Georgia state capitol in Atlanta, Georgia, on Wednesday. Thursday will be his funeral at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached. He will be laid to rest in Atlanta, the capital of the state that he served in Congress for 33 years. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. He lay in state Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of his home state. Earlier in the day, a funeral procession brought his flag-draped casket across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where he nearly lost his life after a beating by Alabama state troopers during a civil rights march in 1965. A man was killed Saturday night in Austin, Texas, at a Black Lives Matter rally when someone shot a gun into a crowd. Austin Mayor Steve Adler said he was heartbroken and stunned at the death of a 28-year-old protester. In Seattle, police used flashbangs and tear gas to arrested 45 people Saturday after demonstrations turned violent. People said more than 20 police officers were injured. In Louisville, Kentucky, a group of armed protesters called for justice for Breonna Taylor, a black woman who died in Louisville when police entered her home without warning with a no-knock warrant and shot her to death. VOA News.